Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hey folks, I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 42. The full show is at patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane, where I put hours and hours of content up every single week. And just one of those hours is Who Are These Free Beers? And well, it's our best pitch, frankly. People love that show very, very much. Well, hell, people hate that show very, very much, but they still listen to it. So check that out for free for 7 days. You have to put a payment form in, but you cancel it right after you sign up, and then you get the 7 days free still. And what this ensures is that in case you don't want it after the 7 days, that I won't inadvertently charge you. It's the last thing we want to do. But if you're like, well, I love it, just go back into your account and then re-verify your credit card or toggle it or whatever, I don't know. And then it'll charge you $5 a month or $10 a month, depending on what you want. $5 a month for all the audio, $10 a month for the audio, video, first crack at all the content, the live streams, and the Zoom audience for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We have a lot of fun on that. So there you go. Check out this free clip, and this one's a doozy. Oh, boy. In a week where Free Bear referred to me on his show as thin-skinned, I give you this moment when Greg accused the rest of his mates of picking on him in the hotel lobby.
Here we go. This one is for the books, I think. I could be off, but Free Beer has something to bring up with the rest of the gang from their trip to Nashville.
Next hour, name that tune. Bands that were great but had to break up. I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts, and this could get awkward.
That was just the setup.
And you're right.
He knew it was gonna be awkward.
Right. There's a lot going on here. Like, this is real heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he is pissed.
He's been sitting on what he's about to share with everybody for some time. And not only has he been sitting on it, but he's making the decision to bring it up on the radio.
Right.
Not sure where it will go.
Yeah.
And it makes him look and sound like a child.
Yeah. A petty dick.
Okay.
So yeah, the next clip is like, okay, I was listening to it and in my head I was like, what the fuck? Like you said, like, why is it being brought up on the air? I feel like it got awkward when I listened to it and I ended up not being the only one. Like,
yeah,
a Reddit user brought it up and thought it was awkward as hell also.
It was awkward as hell because it could have broke bad. It started to, and then they've got enough showbiz sense to, I'm already getting ahead of myself. Let's just play it and then we'll discuss a little more. Here you go.
Maybe.
Okay.
On Friday, we got to our hotel, Drift in Nashville.
Yes.
And we checked in and we chatted for a while with the nice lady that was working at the desk, checking us in. We were joking around, being silly, being mean to each other. And then we all went to our room and then we gathered again in the lobby as we talked about Friday early on the show. And we were going to go out to dinner. And then I bailed at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm socialed out. I want to stay and go to bed early.
I'm surprised you made it as far as you did.
Steve jumps in, but that right there is weird considering last week he was talking about, you never want to do things with me.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you don't want to hang out outside of work.
I've tried, and now I'm heartbroken because you didn't do stuff with me.
Yeah, and no. this is Tuesday, and this happened on Friday afternoon,
right.
Or Friday evening.
Right.
So, yeah.
I thought once you made it out to the lobby, you were like, all right, I'll go.
Yes.
But you were out in the lobby. You were like, all right, you guys ready to go? Never mind, I'm not going.
That's
you had a reversal of fortune.
If we had gone sooner, I would have gone. But once I sat there, I let that part of my brain that said, you don't really want to go. And I went, yeah, you're right. Nothing personal. No. I was tired.
I missed a good dinner, too.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. It sounded delicious. So I ordered some takeout. And when I went back up there...
Again, we don't need these details.
No, he not at all. Even, oh, it was delicious food.
You can't even get to the point of this bone he has to pick with these people.
Yeah. I was waiting for just a minute. And the woman who was working the front desk, saying nice lady, said, hey, you're back. And I said, yes. And then she said, did you not want to go with them because they make fun of you all the time? And I said, we all make fun of them, each other. And they said, and she said, oh, well, they were letting you have it before they left. And so that seems quite the opposite of what I've been told the entire time.
Okay, I paused it.
Yeah. Okay.
So they all laughed it up, and then he gets serious.
Yeah, really serious.
And, she said, oh, well, they were letting you have it before they left. And so that seems quite the opposite of what I've been told the entire time.
Were we?
That's the uh-oh.
So is he, okay, so that means that on that day he got the food, the stupid food on Friday, went back. Pouted all night alone, stewed on that.
Right.
Saturday, Sunday, into the work week. Now you're going to re-bring this up on the radio.
Yeah.
In that manner where it could go any direction. Yeah, I heard that, and that was pretty fucked up. That's dirty.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but yeah, it made me feel really uncomfortable when I heard it live.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really, really bad. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah, and then we're not the only ones because like we said, it was brought up on Reddit. There's a thread about it already. So
that's really bad. I mean, for Greg to take it that personal. Hold on. What
are you doing? Okay.
Just making sure she's not eating any tools. Jesus. But for Greg to take it that personal and for it to just leak out like that, and he's constantly talked about, hey, I'm so much better now. I'm getting therapy. I just don't let things bother me anymore. I'm just a go with the flow guy. Yeah, that flies in the face of everything you've been talking about.
Right.
That is ugly. My God. Yeah. Now, I remember listening back to what you just played a little bit further, and then they did a good job of...
Yeah, I've got that in the next clip.
I thought that that was pretty skilled on their part. This was the only professional thing of the segment, because they watered this down.
Yeah, Kelly did a good job,
Yes.
But then it ends with Hot Wings laugh-talking like crazy over something that's not funny.
Okay.
So, yeah, just be aware of that, too.
Oh, when you were asking us, because you were in the lobby, Freebeer, was, like you said, all ready to go, and we had all made it through traveling. My dad had pulled up right around the same time we were all ready to go, so he was going to join us, too. And then when Freebeer decided to bail, he asked each of us every time he saw us, you sure it's okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd mess with you a little bit. And then you asked me at one point, you think your dad will be mad at me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he's going to be so disappointed. And meanwhile, we're all just like hanging around. And you were legitimately worried until we were able to kind of pick on you a little bit. And that's the way we show each other. Like, no, we still love you.
Have sensed that because she said they did care.
Yeah. So she must have heard us picking on you and been like, I don't know. Maybe they were.
Wow.
Maybe they were picking on you, but saying how they really felt. Mm. You know, maybe one of those. But no, we left. We were like, we're going. Yeah. Bye.
That's fine. I'm going out to eat a good dinner.
Yeah.
Wow. She had to like explain herself. She was like defending herself in a quite a diplomatic way.
Right.
And she did a good job. It's just like, why is this happening on the radio, though? You're actually calling them out. It could have gone very, very poorly.
For sure.
I mean, you aren't doing these people any favors here. To just dish that on the air, unsuspecting, make them have to explain themselves. I mean, to think that they've gone through so much, and Greg is going to get hurt, stew on it for days, and then waylay them and not give them any benefit of the doubt off of the air, that's
right.
He's starting to crack. That's ugly, man.
It is.
Holy shit.
You do your thing.
And then here comes the
last one. I'm like, as long as I'm somewhere where there's food, honestly, I don't care who's with me. I'm not going to look up from that hamburger anyway. Yeah. I'm so hungry right now. Oh, I hadn't eaten all day. So I was like, I don't care where I'm at.
I was at the...
Hamburger.
Burger time. Meanwhile, Freeber's like, I'm going to murder you fucks.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
he could have. This could have gotten to a point where he was even more pissed.
Oh,
by bringing this up. Yeah,
without a doubt. Without a doubt. Wow.
Not good.
Man. That is it. My latest free clip from Who Are These Free Beers? Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you and bye bye.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.